was built for rambling till my body wilts away. I was made to love you. What if God made a mistake? Feels like we've been drifting for a while, far away. I can see it in you. The silence has to break. Oh.
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
Oh, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, if you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God.
Please. No.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 9th, join Film Club for their production of Frankenstein Goes Job Hunting, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Friday, October 10th, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Create Your Own Mental Health Button event. This will be happening from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the ATMs. Also happening on Friday, join the Student Association for a showing of Friday Fright, Night of the Living Dead. This will be happening from 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Saturday, October 11th, join Club Odyssey for their karaoke night, happening from 7 to 10 p.m. in Muller Plaza. On Sunday, October 12th, join us for our Craft with WONY event. Come and make jewelry, guitar picks, buttons, decorate tote bags, and enjoy some free food. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the WONY station in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Monday, October 13th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and be sure to keep it locked.
Hello, WONY. WONY 90.9 FM, SUNY Oneonta Radio. You're listening to Obscurities with Magna Chanel. I'm your host, Magna Chanel. We're in the stew live. Check this out. Just sat with the old music director, Faith, alumni. She's in here right now. Gonna play her some tunes. She doesn't want to talk. They love it, though. They're clapping. I'm just going to get right into it. I had a good fall day today. It was a lovely fall afternoon, morning. I touched a horse. touched a horse today.
Woo!
I hope people are listening. I think, you know, the usual obscurities. People, you know, I respect you. And I appreciate that you're listening to my show. One more for the people in the back.
Woo!
Okay. So today, I'm going to play a song just because Faith is in here, and I'm going to torture her. This is the song that my band, The Witch, is releasing on Halloween. It's finished. It's done. I've played it before on my show, but you're going to listen to it again because I love to shamelessly promote myself. Yes. Round of applause for that one. This is When You're Not Here by The Witch. Oh, wait, never mind. Sorry. Yes, it was correct. Okay. Faith, what'd you think?
What mic?
Oh, wait, what mic does that say?
Oh, that was amazing, Magnus.
Appreciate that.
It was really good. I was not expecting that. From everything I've heard from you guys, that was very, I don't know, maybe I haven't heard enough or something, but it was just different.
And yeah.
And it was Halloween coded.
You think so?
Yes. That's something that I think you'd play, I don't know, somewhere on the dance floor on Halloween.
Right.
In your best fit.
Appreciate that.
Could go hard. Jimmy T's remix, ?
Jimmy T's remix. Jimmy T's remix, definitely.
Like, I could see that. 10
yeah.
out of 10.
Thank you. That means a lot. We're trying, you know.
And this is coming from a music director.
And this is coming from the freaking SUNY Oneonta WONI alumni music director.
Oof, makes me sound old.
No. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. I mean, I'm soon to be, you know what I mean?
I know. It's almost time.
I'm soon to be. You know, it's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. They love you. They love that you're coming back. You know? They love that you pay us visits, you know. We are graced with your presence.
Thank you.
Yeah, coming out on Halloween. That one. You'll probably hear it again from me. You know how it is. Gotta do it. Gotta shamelessly promote. But not even shameless. Like, it's filled with... What's the opposite of shame?
Pride.
It's filled with pride. I'm pridefully promoting my own music.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're just going to get into it. I just wanted to play that because Faith never heard it, but also I got to play it for the radio, you know. Yeah, we're going to keep going. I am going to get weird now. So enjoy
and happy spooky season. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. To the stars, took a while, but I said I knew.
salt taste of your mouth, the small pockets of love. The moment I catch you, come on top like a dove. The price we pay for connection in a distant life, the chance of making a living, no love and night up tonight. Take your compliments with me, I pack them tight on my chest. Leaving home again kills, I kiss your head like a crest. Look twice into my own mirror, I'm second glance at myself. Cut the tension with scissors, I leave the knife on the shelf. The price we pay for connection.
You just heard two songs off of the Murder Capitals new album, came out in February. Blindness, the first song we heard was Words Lost Meaning and A Distant Life. This was an album that I stumbled upon accidentally during my time abroad, and I fell in love with it, to be honest. It's a fantastic record, greatly recorded rock music of 2025, finding ways to be original in a genre that's very hard to be original in nowadays. So I applaud the Murder Capitol for making a record that is refreshing in this day and age. We're going to keep going. I got two more relatively new songs for you. This is MJ Linderman's music off of his album Manning Fireworks. Came out last year. This first song is called Wristwatch.
Thank you. troubles will soon be yours. Happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the skies, telling the world.
Would come back to life now and choose New York. Tasty pick, bonehead.
Buongiorno, signore.
Chicks dig me because I
should burn in hell.
A special surprise for you. The reason why I'm here today. Today's actually my parents' anniversary. Married in 1995. What is that, 30 years? That's 30 years ago. That's crazy. They're listening. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Thank you for making me. Appreciate that one. Yeah, just wanna, this one's for you guys. Shout out, y'all. Yeah, I figured, why not, you know? This is their wedding song. 1995, they got married. This is Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Speaking with a guy, he put me on hold. I bought a TV, Dad. That thing's busting up on me.
Okay, you have it.
I sent a Mexican kid to pick it up. He's trying to work on it now.
Oxygen. He's my baby. I'm his honey. He's my baby.
a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. She takes a licking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. A whacked out widow and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon.
PFJ. You'd have to really hate the Romans.
Hi.
I do.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, how much? A
Every
lot.
Morning he got up, dreading each moment he had to be awake. He'd look at the floor and scribble on gum wrappers. He never found a better way to joke around. The clock would tick and time went slow, and there wasn't anywhere he wouldn't go to avoid having to see anyone. He'd sit in a chair, he'd lean against a wall. It just didn't seem to matter much at all. But late at night, he had a savior. In his sleep, in his dreams, she came to him and she said, "Poor you, poor you. No one understands you, poor you, poor you." And every word that everyone would say got mumbled up in his head, like mumble jumble, and everywhere he went, it seemed everyone was saying to him, blah, blah, blah. But late at night, he had a mistress in his dream, in his sleep, and she would say, poor you, poor you, no one understands you, poor you. For you. This story, though not well told, is not that old. It's not that funny, it's not that great, but I know it to be true, because late at night I have an angel in my dream, in my sleep, and as she runs her fingers through my hair, as I lay on her lap, and she says, poor you, poor you, no one understands you, poor you, poor you.
wonder how long you'd been waiting for in the ward, if you had at all. Different men, but their hands feel the same, softer than you'd expect them to be. Watch them talk to my mum awkwardly. I think you're dumb, your women's trousers are. Millennium, handsome man, call again. Take me out, make me real, buy a gem. Get it on, 'cause tonight is the night when to become one. Expensive rent. Make me out in the lines. Let's watch Uncut Gems again and again.
WNY 90.9 FM. You're listening to Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. I may be your host, Magnus Chanel. I'm not sure, though. Yeah. Today is actually not my parents' wedding anniversary, but shout out to them anyway. My dad tricked me. Yeah. So, gonna play a few songs now. You know what, Heidi, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I forgot the name of the song that you requested. So I'm going to play some of that, but it's, you know, this, I'm running around here. Give me a break, you know. No, I'm just kidding. Just heard Sunday by the Cranberries. Beautiful song. A lovely Sunday afternoon in Oneonta, New York. There's a big event going on outside. There's more people in the studio than I think I've ever seen before. There's a big craft event. So, in 10 minutes, we're going to go to commercial, but I'm just going to play a couple songs left. I got a few songs left in this hour. The next hour, I got some new stuff prepared. Some stuff that came out literally last Friday. So, trying to keep it fresh on Wony and specifically Obscurities. So, I hope you guys enjoy the next hour as well as the rest of this hour. If you guys like Iggy Pop, which I hope that you listeners do, this is a song that came out a long time ago. Came out in like 2006, but didn't really get famous until recently, I think, because I've only ever heard people listening to it now. This is Iggy Pop talking about how he's a punk rocker. Punk Rocker featuring Iggy Pop by the Teddy Bears. Check it out, or don't. Listen, hey, I forgot to mention before, the song that you listened to, Before Sunday by the Cranberries, Sandwiched in Between Poor You by Daniel Johnston and Sunday by the Cranberries, that was a song by my good friend Harry from Manchester, one of the greatest songwriters I feel like I've ever met in my life, like stabbing lyrics, to be honest, in my opinion. I love his writing style. I love the way he, like, his methods behind his madness. You know, I love it. I think he's an incredible artist. I think he's definitely either going places or someone will pick him up. You know, he's really, really incredible. It's Fallen Lemon on YouTube. Check him out. He doesn't have any music released yet. It's pretty much all demos, but it's the making of a pop star, which he will be, which he freaking will be. I watched him perform that song, actually. The song was called Uncut Gems. You can look up Uncut Gems by Fallen Lemon on YouTube. It's a demo. It's an acoustic demo. It's fantastic. It was incredible. He invited me. He was actually so open to me being in his life when I was in Manchester. He wasn't shy at all towards me. Like, he was very just like, we're friends. You know what I mean? We were friends. And he invited me to his birthday party, which I had only known the guy for about a month before coming to this birthday party. 2 months, maybe. It was March. I stayed there from January to May. Invited me to his birthday party. And towards the end of the night, I had a great time. Is what these people in the UK call a gaff. It was a gaff, innit? Which is basically just a house party, in like a small apartment kind of building. The houses these people live in, it's small, you know, in the UK, unless you're rich. But, so he had a party in his gaff for his birthday, invited me, and at the end of the night, everyone's all hanging out outside, and I think I stayed up the next day. I had to go to London or something like that. Like, my friend was flying into London. I had to meet him in London, my friend Richie. And I was there. I was talking to people. You know, it was a good time. Someone was DJing. It was hilarious. In a house, you know, just British. Yo, if a girl know where you stay, that's poor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just great, great, impeccable vibes. And towards the end of the night, he picks up his acoustic guitar. We all sing happy birthday to him. And one of his friends is like, oh, Harry, you played a show a few weeks ago. Like, could you play that song that you closed your show with? And he's all embarrassed. He's like, no, I don't want to play, whatever. I don't want to sing and play. And everyone's like, no, come on, it was beautiful. Like, please play it. And he breaks out with this song that I played for you guys just now. Sounded exactly the same as it did then in the space that he played it in when I saw him play it, and absolutely blew me away. I mean, the it's kind of redundant to watch Uncut Gems again and again, but the line where he says, let's watch Uncut Gems again and again, stuck out to me. It's almost like you're yearning for a feeling that you can only get when you're sitting with someone doing something, you know, like, nothing's ever as easy as people make it seem, but it's like, let's watch Uncut Gems again and again. Let's just relive this feeling that we felt when we were together watching this movie for the first time, you know. Let's watch it again and again. I don't care how many times we have to watch it, but as long as I get to relive that feeling, I'll do that, you know. That's my interpretation of his poetry. Beautiful poetry. Great friend of mine. We have a song together called Mare with Potential about a horse. About a freaking horse, Wony. About a horse. I'm about to leave you guys with commercial break, so I'm just talking until the hour's up. But, yeah, I got a whole other hour. We're going to listen to some Modern Lovers, some Iron and Wine. Going to go a little sad. Then we're going to pick it back up towards the end. Got some new Bass Victim on the queue. And here we are.
You think you're the Wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger.